The big shaila in the yeshiva, of course, is are you allowed to use Meiser for raffle tickets? I'm sure that's the shaila. Everyone's mind.
Meiser for wine on purim.
Meiser for wine on purim. Bash is not because I hold it to chiyah.
Right.
So anything that's a chiyah, you can't use Meiser for. Okay? So in other words, on tittis, you can't use Meiser for, let's say, buy your lulav, right? If you say that maybe if you're buying a more expensive lulav, so then yeah, but by wine it's not negeya. No, it's not negeya because wine you have to keep on drinking until, right?
You're, what about
the extra wine? We'll talk about
these. What about the better wine?
Why you have to drink until?
What about the better wine?
Huh?
What about the better wine?
Better wine of wine. No, because that's not, there's no chiv, there's no even, there's no hitter in that. Right? No, so let's talk about this. There's no hitter. Well, Kimir Tashem about Purim. It's not even Purim Katan, that's like next week. Remember, it's not other Aleph, it's Shvat. It's not the word other, it gets like too late.
Just don't forget the anniversaries.
But the Shaila is, of course, on everyone's mind is can you use Meiser for raffle tickets? Which brings us into other shailas of what you could use Meiser for in general, right? And then, of course, if subliminally you're told the word raffle tickets over and over and over again, then maybe the kohen will make hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars, and therefore every young man can get a Porsche. Right? Which is, of course, one day you all want to be in the kohen, right? Right? Especially if you get a Porsche, right? So let's talk about this shaila a little bit. And then we'll get into all other types of shailas. Like, for example, you know, somebody, as I was just driving, somebody called me with a shaila. That's where I get these ideas to what to speak about. Right? But now somebody just asked me a shaila. He asked me if he wants to rent out his dira to somebody. Right? Let's say the dira costs $1,000. That's what I've... So he says he's renting out... He's a baldira. So he wants to know if he rents out the dira to this guy. There's two guys he could rent it to. Right, this guy can't pay more than 900. The other guy's willing to pay 1,000, but this guy's an ani, right? So can he rent it to him for the $900? Right, and he'll take off the $100 from tzedakah. This is the same type of shot. I'm going to go into it. When is it that I'm allowed to use for meiser money? Am I not? Right, my raffle ticket. One track mind, man. But let's try to what's it called. So first of all, Rechaim can he ask me? We are zeicha to a sefer Mishnah Berurah on Hilchot Tzedakah. Right? Actually, it was like the two. The Bani Shulchan has one also. Right? Bani Shulchan wrote in a style of the Mishnah Berurah. Right? And that's one. But the Rav Chaim Kanievsky also, it's not some note. Rav Chaim Kanievsky has a sefer called Derech Emunah. You all know that, like on the Rambam, it has like volumes and volumes. The last, in Zroyim, the last part of Matnas Aniyim, and I think it's in the first Chedek, in the first Chedek over there in Zroyim, the last three Prakim, I think, Zayim, Ches, Tessir, that area over there, is all Hilchas Tzedakah Mamish, right? So it's a Rambam, but the Rechaim on the bottom has it like in a Mishnah Berurah form, Halach Lemaisa, would it be Halach, of what the Halach is talking. So we have a lot of ideas from Rav Chaim. It's not like, you know, and it's also not one of these things that, you know, he writes the letter saying, this is my Halach, this is how you wrote Halach. So he over there discusses this Shaila. And he discusses, can you use Meiser for raffle tickets? What's the shaila? This question, lay down the shaila first, and we'll see how it's going to get many, many cases. The shaila is the same. The shaila is that the when I, you know, give Meiser, so the Meiser, the concept of Meiser, I spoke about this, I think, in the past, that aspect. I'm not going to go into that so much. We spoke in the past, I think, about yeah. We spoke in the past. But the concept that the Chavos Yair explains with Meiser is that I create a partnership with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's my very silent partner who's very, very loud. And so he has, let's say, 90%, and I have 10%, let's say. So now, and I am the treasurer on my partner's 10%. And it has to go for godly causes. Okay? And then all the things you spoke about, could you give it for tzedakah, for amonis, yisaymis, b'nei toira, tamil chachamim, whatever, all the levels, and for tzedakah, to build a mikveh, to build a shul, anything that is considered his problem, right? My partner affords me the right to be the treasurer on his 10%. That's the havana. Okay? Now, the maisa, if that's the havana, so now, all of a sudden, it comes around one of the Porsche driving Kyle Junger Light, and he says, there, listen, you can buy a raffle ticket, you could use Meiser. Guy says, this is Gvaldik, Mamish. My partner is Mamish, great. Right? I go, I buy a raffle ticket for the $1.3 billion that we're hoping that it gets bigger and bigger, like in the lottery, for the $1.3 billion lottery. And look at this. What a mazel. I go and I buy this lottery ticket. I use his money. Meirdik, Meister's happy. You know, the Meisters are happy because they got the 20 shekel. Or the, no, 100. They're happy because they got the 100 shekel.
Or $36.
Quiet you. $36 is more. Yeah, $36. But Meister's happy because they just got $36. So my partner's happy. And me, I'm thrilled. Right? Because here I have a way to use my partner. It's like mamish, like tax, you know, shtick. You know, it's a gishmak, right? That should work. Why not? It's not a. Why not? Why, it's pashit. Kaifen on me the stoim, I'll say to God. Zenen is a lechazer. You gain because the koil got the 100 shekel. Well, I shouldn't be able to gain to get the $10,000. Why not? It makes sense. Chaim, so. Chaim holds not like this. Right? Chaim holds somewhat like this. Chaim writes in his sefer there, says no problem. Avadi could use the meiser for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Avadi could use it to give to the koil and buy the raffle ticket. No problem. He says the only thing is that if you win. So then you have to give the $10,000 to Meiser. In other words, you're the treasurer. That's okay. Your beard just fell off. Oh, that's terrible. I'm sorry. You're the treasurer on this entire, you know, I'm the treasurer on God's famegen. How do you say it in English? His treasury. On his treasure. I'm the treasurer on his thing. So I'm the gabbait stuck of him. So that chelik has nothing to do with me. So now you don't have to give it back to the kailo. I mean, you do. Sorry. Right? But you have to now Meiser has to go now. Meiser just got $10,000. You're his treasurer. So now you'd have to go and give it out. Right? That's a Chaim's Malach. That's a Chaim's Malach. Ramesha, the Gaim Ramesha, in Dalid, I think it was Ayin Vav, I didn't get a chance to look before this year, but in Dalid Ayin Vav, Ramesha has a tshuva about this. And Ramesha has, he's talking mamish about our case. He's talking mamish about raffle tickets. And Ramesha argues on this. Now, Ramesha says something, I don't usually start with Ramesha by saying he says something difficult, but as you're going to hear me saying it, it's going to be a difficult thing to understand. I'll try to explain it, but the concept is pashit. The application of Ramesh is a little bit in the Balabatishkeit is a little bit difficult. Ramesh writes it depends on the type of raffle. Ramesh says if it's an open-ended raffle, right? Ramesh understood that if you have a raffle that is unlimited, right? Which that's most of the raffles today, right? I mean, in other words, there's no amount. Sometimes you have a raffle, which I don't think there's too many nowadays, that they say we're selling 100 tickets. Right, we're selling 1,000. It's very uncommon nowadays. You don't usually do that, but we're selling 1,000 tickets. We're selling 100 tickets. So, said Ramosha, if you have a hakbalah, we're selling this amount of tickets, this amount of price. So, Ramosha says that raffle, the ticket itself has an inherent value. That's a value. What's the value when you have 1,000 tickets with a chance to win $10,000? So it's something you can cheshbon out. What's the value to human beings? Just a moment, right? So Ramesh says in that case, so then that means this thing has a value to you. And Ramesh took on Pashit, you're going to be keeping the money, right? Not like Chaya. So you can't use Meiser's money. What are you talking about? That has a value, right? You can't go, Meiser, well, I'm hungry and God really would be happy if I ate, right? So I'll go and take Meiser's money and eat. Here too, you bought a lottery ticket. That's what Meiser writes. Then he goes on. Hold up one moment. It's in Shilas, because just to get the concept first. Mikey goes on and he says, but Masha Ein Kein, let's say it's open-ended. You know, they're selling billions of tickets and whatever. So Meiser writes, it has no value. Says Meiser, besides, it has no value. So then Vada, you can give the money to Meiser. In other words, you can buy the raffle ticket from Meiser, and you can get the present. Now, what's the problem in the Balabatishkeit with Ramesha? What's the problem?
There is a limit.
I'm a little bit paid. You can bring me the chair to sit. What? Sorry? Ramesha takes on that it's yours. That could be, but let's get to the Atzmi site first. I want to get down on Ramosha. Thank you. I just want down on the site of Ramosha first. The concept that Ramosha is saying is in Meirdik Chiddush in Balabatishkeit, right? Meisa, 2-3 weeks ago, the Chayyur Ramosha was proven wrong. right? When was it? 4 weeks ago, right? There was open-ended billions of tickets that were sold, right? And Avada, each ticket costs, I think, $2. Right? Each ticket had a price tag to it. So you see that something, it's not true.
Right? It should be free,
what it's saying. Well, if you're a Maisha, it's like, yeah. And even if you'll say, okay, so it's not free, it's not $2, but it should be, so it's a pruta. So a Maisha should have written, just a moment, with a memento, right? So a Maisha should have said that you should take, now a Maisha himself says, in the mogbel one, in the one that they're selling 1,000 tickets, Rashi says if they're selling the ticket for 100 shekel, right? There's no way in the world that a chance to win $10,000, right? A person would pay 100 shekel to win $10,000. So let's say you'd pay 10 shekel, right? So Rashi says so the 90 shekels after Maisha, you could for sure give to Maisha. You for sure could give of Maisha, but you'd have to take what the value is. The problem with Rav Maisha is that so then even in the case of a regular raffle, which is open ended, so then Rav Maisha should say that you should take off a pruta. Right? There's definitely an amount that everyone. I was thinking maybe what Rav Maisha means is that no, what do you mean? I would not go and maybe buy this chance at all. I wouldn't in the first place. I'm only doing it in the first place because it's tzedakah. But it's not true. If somebody would come over to you, right, and give you this raffle ticket, let's say my raffle ticket, he gives you the raffle ticket, and he says, "Here, I'll give it to you for 10 agurot." Right? You wouldn't do it? I thought you would do it. Why not? Right? And I tell you, what's the number? So if you had to go there to get it, maybe you also not. But if somebody actually came to you, put it in your hand and said, so I don't know what the number is. I think the number is a shekel at least. I think the number is 2 shekel. So why should Moshe not say that you should at least knock off 2 shekel from Moshe?
You're not valuing the 2 shekel.
Come again?
You're not valuing the 2 shekel. Go to somebody who lives on the 2 shekel.
Yeah.
So I won't do it.
In halacha, you can't. You just stole 2 shekel from Meiser. According to Meisher's word, it has value. Once there is value to it, so then I don't understand for Meisher. It's a problem. I don't understand Meisher.
Shekel, just use your own money. It's 2 shekel.
What? No, but I'm bothered by that. Ramosha should then write. So 98 shekel, you could use Meisah, right? And the value of the ticket is 2. Okay, that's what Ramosha says. The concept of Ramosha, it's also difficult. How do you evaluate this amount? What?
There's no such thing as open ended. Everything has a limit.
No, they don't.
No,
I
hope that they sell 42 billion raffle tickets and you guys have no chance. I mean, and that everybody has an equal. I'm davening for everybody to win.
It's very possible.
What?
It's very possible.
That is very possible. What?
You could have 6-7 people, 8 people in it.
It's not everybody.
No, it's a what's it called?
It's a drawing.
Which one are you thinking? Oh, you're thinking about the raffles that like the issues. Oh, okay.
This is a problem. Now, I'm going to tell you a new mahalach today. A lot of the raffle tickets, right on them, you could use Meisser money for the raffle. Mine does not. I didn't let them, we didn't let them write. The shah's why not, right? Now, I'm not saying that you can't use Meisser, but I'm going to tell you the lumdus today of why you could use Meisser. The fear of Meisher Ladaiti, you'd have to write on every raffle ticket that you're allowed to use Meisser, but you'd have to take off the amount that, what?
It doesn't say that.
It doesn't say that. I know. One sec. According to Chaim, it's a joke. You're allowed to use Meisser, but they should write, yeah, but by the way, you have to give the whole thing back. You have to write, right? But that's that mahalas. Okay. According to Meisher, they'd have to write on the raffle ticket Ladaiti that you're allowed to use Meisser, but you have to take off the value of what this ticket is worth. You know, most people are going to say, I don't know what the value is worth. I'll forget the whole thing. You know, so they don't want to write that either. Right? I'm going to just be lamed tzchus. What's the takip shot that you could use Meisser money for a raffle ticket? Which, I must admit, I think is the emis. I just didn't want to write it on the ticket that you could use Meisser. I do think you could use Meisser, but I'll explain to you the lumdus. Right? Another shot. Right? I'll give you another shot. The raffle, for example, right? I made incentives. You guys have incentives, so I also have incentives. Right? So my incentives are that any young alike that are going to sell my raffle tickets, the one who sells the most this week, he's going to get free sushi. Right? The one who's going to sell the most, all together in 2 weeks or whatever, Rebbe Kallis is going with him to the Kaisel. The third one is going to be Rebbe Kallis is going to go with him to Kever Rochel. What was the other one? I'm taking him to Rechai Knievsky. Right? Taking him to Rechai Knievsky. Just me, him, and Reb Chaim. I'm going to kick out all the henchmen. And one is he's going to learn Chavrusa Shaf with my Shutif, not me. And these types of things. By Bachrim, I told the Bachrim in the entire world, Marshal, I know you guys also, I say, whoever sells the most, right, I'm bowling on me. And I'm taking him bowling. G'chaim, these things don't work. I'm going bowling with him. The top eight guys were taking bowling. I'm renting out the whole thing over there, and I'm even going to play pool dart, and I'm also going to sponsor a bottle of Petal.
Whatever. So close.
So now I have a shaila. You think I'm going to take that money out of my own pocket? I'm not taking that money out of my own pocket for bowling. No. Right? I'm not taking the gas that I'm going to drive to Chaim Kanievsky. I'm not taking that out of my own pocket. Right? The sponsored sushi or whatever. I'm not taking that out of my own pocket. What's coming out of his pocket? Right? But what's the part? That comes. No, but let's say that example, the bowling trip. Right? I'm going to take that money. It's going to cost me, I don't know, 300-400 shekel, 500 shekel. I don't know how much it costs. And I'm going to take that out of money that people give me for the kailo. Right? So Bella, you can knock on this guy's door. Guy says, yeah, I have mamish. I have Kanaina Hara, 70 Yungalite in this kailo, another kailo, 35, 105 Yungalite learning halacha, and they learn shtark, and you have the schlossim of that. And the guy gives me 500 shekel, and I'm thinking, oh, great, because I have to go pay for the bowling alley. Right? With a bunch of drunk, petal drinking bachrim. Right? So what's up, chat? Why isn't it? First of all, it's Geneva. It's mamish Geneva. No? It's Geferlich. It's mamish Geneva. And number two, it's just Geferlich. Right? So what's the answer? The answer is no. Tzedakah has a budget. The tzedakah, the moisted, has a budget. Included in the budget, in order for the budget to work, right, is bowling. And malasat, in order for me to get this, I need this. I just want to hold up on shots. I want to just bring out a nekuda. So Mela, you know, here too, I have a svara to say the same exact thing by the raffle. Okay, the raffle, the word is like this: when you give my koilal 100 shekel donation, right, you're giving a donation. So then me, I am a very wealthy man. I have thousands of dollars that people give me for my kailo, right? And I tell my investors like this. I don't tell them, but this is inherently what I'm telling them. I tell them, listen, you give me $10,000, that's a very smart investment, because that investment is going to make my kailo 50,000, right? So then your 10,000 is not 10,000 anymore. Your 10,000 is getting me 50 grand. So you're gotta be, and this is, I'm not even telling you the truth. This is exactly what I said to the person who sponsored the $10,000, right? And he was Mekabelit. I told him, if you give, and it's a concept, even if I wouldn't tell him, it's poshit like that. I told him, if you give 10,000 to my kailo, so then I'm gonna get 50 from that. So you just five times your quadruple, you know, you quintupled your money. You have to be a stupid investor not to do such an endeavor. Okay. Azay bezay, what am I doing now? I'm getting donations of hundreds of shekels from each person. Now, because of those donations, to entice you to donate, right? Me as the leader of this moysed, me as the treasurer of this moysed, right? So it's my, but the budget of the moysed requires me, just like I have to go bowling, just like I have to pay for money for the AC, just like, so then I also going to give out $10,000. So then it's not that you're paying for that. It's that I machnis you into my goyrel, my raffle, for your 100 shekel donation. But you're not paying for that. That's the chayra, if you that, pashit, why you can use the maitzer. Then you can use the whole entire 100 shekel for maitzer.
The whole thing.
That's all thing. I got a hold like this. I banned this hold like this. Right? And, you know.
Even when I.
What? So why I write on the ticket is because I have a problem with writing it on the ticket, because when I saw the, you know, to go and say this gansalam, this each person who's buying the ticket, everybody who says he's the mice of money, so half the people ask you why, right? Half the people know it, half the people this. LMI, most people, you just tell them Ramosha. Ramosha said it's okay, but I don't understand Ramosha. Meaning, I think even Ramosha would agree you'd have to take off a little bit. So I'm going to start telling the guy, no, you have to take off the value of what it is. It's like, you know, people, once they start hearing things like this, then, so, you know, if somebody asks me, I tell them it's mutter.
So you're saying the $10,000 I would get when I buy a ticket, that's...
I told a different raffle they could write it on the ticket. They tell them, I raffle, I'm a little bit, you know.
$10,000 I get when I buy a ticket, what I gave is still 100% tzedakah,
yeah.
And the fact that I'm gaining something...
Oh, so that's gewaldic. That's fun, wonderful. You sold raffle tickets for me, I take you bowling. So you were doing chesed at that time, or you weren't doing chesed at the time? No, the Torah says, so you got an incentive to give tzedakah. You're entitled to do that.
Nice.
You're allowed to say, that's called toivus hanol. Toivus hanol says, I'm allowed to give my tzedakah to a place where I think it's taker kedai for me to give tzedakah. I might benefit from this. And I got wink, wink.
Buy a raffle ticket.
Yeah.
You get to keep the winnings.
Yeah.
Whatever you paid to get the winnings.
Yeah.
So you have to re-get the stuff.
Yeah, that's a pella. That's an absolute pella. That's the one svara I'm coming to Lafuke today.
Yeah,
so Ramosha Sternbach in his tshuva brings this svara. It's interesting. He brings it from Rabbani America. certain Rabbanim, the whole Rabbanim, is not like, it wasn't at the Akiva convention, this part, you know. But he brings it from Rabbanim America, right? I asked afterward different Rabbanim America, right? And it's the funniest thing, they all tell me, no, Rav Moshe Sternberg says you can't do it, right? I think Rav Moshe was in Aleph Resh Beit Tes, I'll take a look after. He says why it's no good, why? He says the Gevaldik is not, let me explain what he said first. He said that what you should maybe do is that you'll give the 10 shekel, let's say the 100 shekel, let's say you win. So now you say, okay, fine, right? So now I'll give 100 shekel back to Meiser, I'll give some other 100 shekel in its place, right? Right? No. And then I'll keep the money, meaning it's like it's not. I'm taking the money of Meiser ad kama that I win, so then it's my money, and I'll give Meiser something else. Ad kama, this is inherent, you don't necessarily have to say it, but this is what you're thinking, right? Ad kama that Meiser taka, ad kama the money doesn't win, it was Meiser. I want it to be Meiser. But Ladaiti, it's like a pelagadoyla. First of all, who gives you a right to borrow money from Meiser? Are you a Meiser case? Right? If you're a Meiser case, it's not so much you have to be giving. One moment. Let me explain to you his time first. Right? It says, if you're a Meiser case, you know, so then I'm adding a little bit, but if you're a Meiser case, who says you have to give Meiser in the first place? Right? So then anyways, you're a tzaddik and you don't need the whole shtick. Elamai, you're not a Meiser case. So how in the world do you have a right to go and take money from the Meiser? How can you take money from Meiser? It's normal, right? Once you gave the money,
that's Meiser spending to me.
Right.
That's Meiser spend. Meiser's giving you that money so that you should give Meiser. In other words, that's part of the fund that you were saying. This is the fund.
Yeah,
that
but Meiser,
get money.
Meiser gains nothing. Meiser gains nothing from this.
They do,
right? No, they don't.
Meiser's a lot of money.
How do
they
gain? Oh, so you manage. You tell Meiser, yeah, I'll give you. Do that. No, that's already difficult. That's like everything. So everything, I can open up a business with my Meiser money and say, look, I'm going to give Meiser. It doesn't work.
If Meiser hires me,
that's cool. Meiser's the guy of this week's parsha, right? It's like, yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu says I'm a trusty gizbar. I never use the money for myself. A gizbar is not allowed to do things like this. You're entrusted with the moment of the tzibur. You're not allowed to go and take Meiser's money and use it for your own endeavors. Right? That's the opposite.
Well, Meiser can hire
people.
You
writing out a check does not mean that it's Meiser or it's private.
Come again.
When you write out a check, there's no difference between your check for Meiser and your check for private. There's no difference. Same check. Same money, either way. It's coming out of the same exact wallet. Theoretically, if you do
it's not true. What are you talking about? But you're saying, no, but it's not true. You're saying over here that if I win, right, so then I'm going to give Meiser something else. But this means you're using Meiser.
Yeah, this is Standas.
It doesn't work like that. The hot guy, because then in the Mafrei, it's going to be that it was Meiser. When you don't win, you're going to say it's Meiser. It's very sure. I think that's very sure.
So, but Meiser could pay someone to do something. You could take Meiser money.
Let me finish up. I'm going to speak for 2 more minutes. I'll talk to the other man after the hours. There'll be more tales if I get a few more cases. So let's go to that case. The case of the $1,000 and the $900 for the rent. So again, now you know a little bit how to don the sugya, right? So you have to be very honest. I'll give you an example. My little Versa told me a case that Rabbi Marbiger from Shiva Smith told me a case that they opened up a makolet in, they opened up a like a mayan or whatever, like a supermarket in the neighborhood. Let's say in Machaber, whatever. And there was a makolet over there that was knocked out legamri from this. Told me that they were selling the milk, let's say, or whatever. The price that the makolet is selling it for, right, was, what the price he was buying it from his supplier was less than the Mayan was selling it for. So, you know, he was knocked out. So they felt bad. The guy's about to get knocked out. And he was like, he's going to get knocked out. He'll be out of Parnassa. So they went, and maybe they went to Berkowitz, I guess. And they asked the Rav, could they use Meiser? Let's say I'll buy the milk from him, and instead of paying 5 shekel by him, usually I can just pay 4 shekel over there, so I'll get the extra shekel from Meiser. So there, the psak, you can understand, is yes. Because there, listen closely, because the comparison won't necessarily stick. There, I'm getting the exact same product. So there, it's explicit. You're getting the same product. So obviously, that's Meiser. Now, listen closely. Is that the same as our case? Right? Here over here, look, I can get the $1,000. Right? Wait, slow. I can get the $1,000 rent from this guy. Right? So then I'd rather give it to an Ani. I'll give him $900 rent. Right? And then in Mamela, I'll take the extra $100. So it's the same exact item, quote unquote, the chayim. Now, before we even start the shayla, you have to be, in order to answer this shayla, very, 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 very emistic. Because, a lot of times, this guy you're giving to the guy who's an ani, right? He's like a really nice guy. He's a very easy to deal with kind of guy. He also knows you're giving him a break, right? So he's also going to be paying the rent on time. You know he's a deal. He's easy to deal, etc., etc., etc. Sometimes Agmas Nefesh is worth $100 a month. Right? So you have to just know before we even start if it's even true, the Shiloh. Right? But not, it's not the bag of milk. In order for you to be kaveh, it has to be no. Be'etzim, they're totally equal for me. And be'etzim, there's no shiloh in the world that I would rent to this guy for $1,000. I'd even like to rent him, da-da-da. And I'm doing it purely as a chesed and purely as a tzedakah, etc., etc. Then you have the shiloh. Then you can start saying, okay, so now I can take it off $100 from dust, right? Number one. Number two is, look, I don't know who says the guy's a meister case, b'chlal. You know, you can't just assume automatically because the guy can't afford more than $900 that therefore he's a meister case. My case that I gave you the example of my colleague that the guy's about to be run out of business. He has no parnasa, game over. If you find out he has $42 billion in the bank, right, then you also can't. This guy did not have $42 billion there. This guy, you know, he says, look, my shvet said I can't go more than $900 or whatever, whatever, right? You know, that doesn't make him into a meister case. You have to be mavari that, right? I'll give you another example. You have a case where it's all the time you have this. You have a married lady that cooks, right? She cooks, and you have a single girl that cooks. Right? She cooks for people because they cook for Shabbos and things like that. The married lady charges, you know, in addition to the food and the everything, so she charges 50 shekel an hour. Right? 50 American Musa, you know, $50 an hour. Okay? Right? She charges 50 shekel an hour. Okay? The single girl, she'll cook for Shabbos for you, and she charges 40 shekel an hour. Okay? So somebody asked the Shiloh, says, look, I go to the married lady, she's got a husband sitting and learning, she's got kids, you know, she has a ganze shtib, she doesn't have money, right? And it's the tzedakah. So I'll take her, what do I care? I'll take her, she's 50 shekel, she's 40 shekel, what do I care? I'll take the 10 shekel off of tzedakah, okay? So, but otherwise, if I would go to the single girl. So again, let's done. I don't know. Number one, Pasha Bechlal could be the girl, if she's charging 50 because she's better and whatever, nothing to discuss, right? It's nothing to discuss, if I didn't, can't take my isin. Right, so you'll say, but I don't care if the food is better. It doesn't matter. But the value inherently of the item is worth more. Right? But second of all, you have to know. Let's say, right, when this Shiloh came, I looked into it a little bit. It's true. The numbers might not be true, but the concept is true. It's true for whatever reason, the married ladies charge 50 shekel an hour, and the single girls charge 40. Okay? Let's say there's no logic to it. Right? There's no logic. Right? Let's say the pshat is that the reason that the married ladies charge more is because they need more. Right? And that the single girls, they don't need more, and that's it, right? And everyone knows that's what it, when I looked into it, that was what it was. The market value, for whatever reason, it's true. This, you could say it's based on a logic. It's based on a logic that the assumption is that the married woman, she's a more experienced cook, and she's more experienced this, so the stomach of the food will be better, or this, that, maybe she's more reliable, et cetera, et cetera. It doesn't always work out, though, in the practicality that the married lady happens to be a better cook, right? But the Maisa, the value of this lady is 50, and now it's true. You're not lying. You would take the 40 shekel girl and not the 50 shekel girl. But that doesn't give you a right to therefore use Maisa. And again, even though the 40 shekel girl is cheaper, you would use her anyways, and her food is better, right? But it doesn't matter if the real value inherently of this, for whatever reason, I'm not concerned right now, but for whatever reason, married women are charging 50, and she's married, so that's it. You put a ring on her finger, she charges 50. So that's the value. It's not like the bag of milk anymore, right? The bag of milk is a standardized item. This is the item, Gendi, right? It's a big avchana. I'm using these examples, but these examples, you know, you have to go to a million examples and try and figure out every case. I'll tell you one more case. It's totally not negate what we're talking about, but it's the same type of it's the same type of a cheshbon that you have to start making cheshbonis, but it's not within the realm of what we're talking about. Somebody had a shaila that somebody smashed his window, right? No, not a fight. Not mafia, you know, no. Right? But somebody smashed his window. So he wants to know what he's making the cheshbon. Again, it's the exact opposite case, but it's a concept of when you have to start using brains in tzedakah on a Friday morning when we're tired. But when... So he wants to know like this. He says, look, you taught me, Rabbi Kallis, how do I make my meiser cheshbon, how much I give. So I have to take into account how much gains I made this year and how much losses I made this year. Right? Let's say, you know, I put into the business this amount. I made net $50,000, $60,000, right? But then I bought such and such stock and I lost $30,000. So that means profit of business endeavors, I only made $30,000. And it's true. That's the halacha. You only have to give $3,000 meiser in that case. That's true. That's emes, right? So he says to me, so fine. So now I have a broken window. So that go into the realm of loss. Also, so Mamela, now I have to pay $100 because it's my window and whatever. So I told him, it depends on the window. If they smashed your storefront, right, they smashed your storefront window, so that's a business expense. Right? Now, you have to fix, the fact that I fix it either way, it doesn't matter. You're fixing it now because people cannot walk into a store with a smashed window. It's not a geya. It's not a business sense. But somebody smashes your window in your house, right? So then, weiter, everything in the world is a loss then. The person has to eat food, it's a loss, right? A person has to, he wants to buy handles for his doors, that's a loss, right? It doesn't work like that. It's only when there's business cheshbonis that you can cheshbon it in and losses and this. But it's a funny thing. It's a time you have to always be on top of it because the person will find out, you know, he heard a psak that somebody said that you can knock off his aiken. Right? You have to find out what the psak was over there. Maybe the guy had a hezek that his store got flooded. So he said, oh, that's a business exception. And he's right. So he says, oh, so I heard a psak that the guy's store, you know, I heard a psak that there was a plumbing explosion and he could take it off, not take it off for Meister, but he doesn't make the cheshbon of Meister until he makes that cheshbon. But as I tell you, so that there was a business expense and here's a totally different thing. Right? I'll leave you one interesting fact. It's a fact. Shabir says it. He says, you see a lot of chazai. He says, a lot of people, they give Meister and they don't get rich. I said in the first in Shulchan Aruch that this is the one thing you can test Hashem with. You give Meiser, you're going to make money. Right? You're going to be wealthy. He says, so what's the I'm not about to tell you some much before. It means wealthy in Oilam Haba. Kesher Tzar. No. In Shulchan Aruch it says cash. Okay? In Shulchan Aruch it says, Shehi Masheres. You get rich. No games. It says no games. Vassal Nazar Kesh Baruch Hu, you're only allowed to test him. Kiyim B'davar Zeh. Sheneh Rabbechanuni B'davar Zeis. You can test him. Right? So, Chaim says, Meritik Chedesh. He says, it's only if you give Punktlach exactly Meiser. On the dot, and not more and not less. Even if you're giving chaimish, he says you should give two meisers. Now, I will tell you, this is almost impossible. Right? Now, there's a din of giving 10%. Now, in our business, Matzias, it's almost impossible to get the exact amount, punklach of meisers.
I get $100, I get $10. That's exactly what
I said. A bacher that works in camp and gets this and this amount of money, that
okay,
it's
so
very
you
easy.
Bring on the ring.
Right? No. When you get to the business.
Get to the car to the business.
Everything. It's a ganze. So what you could do is like this, though. I'll give you an eight, so we can trick the Chofetz Chaim, right? There's not the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim brings from like the Mari Brunner or somebody, right? He brings to somebody big, one of the Maris, right? But it's a Mari thing. Yeah, I'll give you an eitzah to get out of this. The eitzah is that you give, let's say you know you made $110,000 this year, right? You made $210,000 this year, right? And
you're
learning in my coil. You made $310,000 this year. You're making mamish big. So, but now you're gonna give $31,000 to Meiser, right? So you know it's not $31,000, whatever, and you won't always give more. So you're not sure exactly. So you give like $33,000. You give like $33,000. So now say like this. Say, whatever I gave, which is the Meiser, that's point. Whatever's more than that, I want that to be Stam Tzedakah. Make it tonight. Gotcha. It works. How do I know it works? I sent the shout to Chaim Kanievsky, and he said it works. I'm rich.
Okay, if you more than a fifth,
I have to go get a share by
spending money that your parents give you.
Depends on.